Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea. This week, we will be talking about the clay courts. The clay season has begun. Roland Garros has begun. We've just had the opening day of Roland Garros was yesterday night here for me. Day two is coming up this evening, and probably when you're listening to this, day two has passed. So we're going to talk about those matches that are coming up, who I think is going to move to the next round, who has fallen from round one from the previous day. It's a lot. Let's get into it. Grab a cuppa, grab a snack. Clay has been an eventful season this year. As we're leading up to it, there's also been so much other drama which will be discussed in the IG, the Instagram and social media update, which will be coming soon, very soon, probably at the end of this week. So look out for that as well. But today we're just going to talk about the clay courts, who's been dominating, who has been surprisingly winning. So let's get straight into it. We're going to start off with the ones to watch. In the men's ATP season, we have seen a lot of new guys coming up and some surprisingly dominating. We wouldn't think so. So there's been Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, who has really chosen his time to shine, starting in Monte Carlo, where he played amazingly, beating Novak in his first tournament back, straight sets for that matter, to come back and just really shine and show us who he really is, making it to the finals of Monte Carlo for that matter, where he played Tsitsipas, who ended up taking the tournament. But it was just a great run for Alejandro Davidovich Fokina. And from seeing that performance and being a fan of his and love watching him play, his sliding, his diving on the court like a soccer player in some regards, and hoping, fingers crossed, that he doesn't injure himself. You know, it's been such a great time to see him finally do what he does best. He doesn't consider clay to be his favorite surface, but I think, Ale, this is your good surface. Clay is actually where he's seen probably some of his best results, as we know most of the Spaniards have, as well as the hard courts. But he's been doing exceptionally well. And he skipped out Barcelona, went straight to Madrid, where he did do quite well there. And we've seen in the other 250 tournaments, he just hasn't been able to find his groove. And it's been a real struggle. And he played his first round match of Roland Garros last night, where he unfortunately lost, but it was a very close one. They played four sets, and he lost to Talon Grixpoor of the Netherlands. And yeah, that was a really tough match, because the second set he actually lost 6-love, which is quite uncharacteristic for Ale, as he starts off strong. But I don't think this is going to hold him back. He's going to come back bigger and better, and we're going to see him on the grass courts later on this year, and I think he's going to do quite well there. So hopefully he's all right there, not taking this loss to heart. But yeah, he's been really one that's been showing up on the clay courts this season. Next on our list is Felix Auger-Aliassime, who's been playing great. Felix has Uncle Tony in his camp, Tony Nadal there. So he's been doing great. In Rome, we saw he played in the semi-quarterfinals with Djokovic, where he unfortunately lost again, but again, he gave Djokovic a run for his money. We know Djokovic has just coming back on tour from the scandals that happened at the beginning of the year, and Felix really, really did the thing. Felix really did the damn thing. He gave it to Djokovic and he tried his best. But even throughout, Felix has been getting consistent results, going past the third, second round of these clay tournaments and really being consistent throughout the week. So going into Roland Garros, he was really prepared and confident. And we saw that he won his first round match already. So he's going into round two and he's moving forward. And I'm just excited to see what he has, because I think he has the potential to go all out. He genuinely does. Next on the list is Carlos Alcaraz. What do we have to say about this young man? He dominated. He really brought that Spanish fire. And there's been a lot of comparison to Rafa Nadal at the moment, but it's just not I think we need to leave that alone. A lot of people do this whenever someone comes in and they're dominating, or like a young person comes in and they start dominating. There's always the comparison to the older version, or like the king of clay, as we call him. So Rafa is the king of clay. Carlos is doing his own thing. He's not the young Rafa. He is Carlos. And he dominated. He won in Barcelona, followed it up in Madrid versus Zverev, and has just been so good on clay that I think he is my favorite pick to win Roland Garros, to be honest. Or he's going to get very far. As we know already, he played his round one match last night, and he's already through to the second round. He won in straight sets, very clean, very clinical win by him. So I'm excited to see what he has to bring, and I think it's going to be quite interesting. And later on, we'll talk about the Roland Garros draw, because that's a whole mess in itself. But I think Carlos has the way to take it all the way if he does stay consistent and has this fire and has relaxed enough, because I feel like there was a lot of pressure on him leading up into Roland Garros, that he was doing so well and he's won these big tournaments, that he has to keep pushing and keep going for the big one. But we'll see. As we know, Rafa delivers always, so we'll see how that goes. Next on our list of the men who have just taken over the clay courts this round, this season I should say, is Casper Ruud, who is now at number 8 in the world. And Casper was one of those people who, when he first started playing, I was not sure of the hype. He just seemed, he gave me not Zverev energy, but similar to Zverev energy. And I wasn't here for it, but now I am a changed person. And I think that Casper Ruud is actually, he's the real thing. He's doing great. He's been very consistent, like Felix has, but he's been playing really well on clay and does well all in general. And now he's at a point where I think his ranking is reflecting where he is as a tennis player. So that's good. And going into Roland Garros, he hasn't played his first round match yet, so he's playing coming up. But it's going to be very interesting to see how he does. And he's just been doing well. So good luck to him. And hopefully he can get far and, you know, produce results that have been critical to him. Now on to the women. The women's side has been quite hectic. There's been a lot of injuries, a lot of withdrawals, and a whole lot of that jazz. So I think the person who stands out for me is Ons Jabeur. And Ons has been working really hard this season. Ons, we know, is just amazing. She's just a great human being all in all. But she has taken the clay courts, I think, by force, by fire, and she's really pushed herself. And yeah, she won in Madrid, which was a great win and a great game for her. And then she was runner-up to Iga Świątek in Rome, but it was still a great performance by her, getting there back-to-back weeks into the final, which is impressive. And even in the other small tournaments, she's been doing very, very well. So I'm very excited to see how she does in Roland Garros. Last night was her first round, where it was a tense match. They played three sets, and unfortunately she lost to a Polish girl. But it was very, very intense. The second set was a tiebreaker, and it looked like she was going to take it, but then the other girl got it, and then we moved into the third set, and there was medical timeouts, and it was a very dramatic match. And I think sometimes when there's a lot of pressure, and because Ons had won the first set, there was a lot of pressure going into the next two that she had to close, and she just couldn't. And I'm really sad that she's out, but hopefully she's going to recover and get back for the grass court, because Ons has the potential. I think by the end of this year she's going to have a Grand Slam. It's a big statement, but I think she's going to have one, because she's just been doing so well, and I believe she can. Next on the women's list is Iga Świątek. We know Iga is good. We know that already. There's nothing that I can say about her besides she's consistent, and she's good. She's very good on clay. Her results have been showing that. She's been very consistent. Finals, those Kuiper rounds in all the tournaments she's been getting up to, and she's been dominating. She won in Rome with a very dominant performance, and she's just been doing so well that I'm sure that she's going to get in the end stages of Roland Garros. She's playing tonight on day two of the round one sessions. So I'm excited to see how she goes. There has been a bit, you know, some women, girls have fallen on the WTA this week. And we'll see how she goes, because round one is a tough one, especially at the Grand Slam. There's always different energy, but I feel like Iga is one of those people who's always poised. She's consistent. She has it. She has it. So good luck to her, and hopefully she gets through her round one as well. And my last name on my list is Sloane Stephens, and it's probably a weird one, but we love Sloane. I think she's been very consistent this round. She came from Australia after getting married, and that didn't go so well. She had a bit of a rough patch. She won a title, and now she's back, and she's winning, and she's doing very well. And I think her round one match showed that. She played her round one match of Roland Garros last night. And for a moment there, I was a bit hesitant. I was a bit on the ropes, stress eating. You know, I was feeling the tension. But she really pulled it through. And she ended up winning in three sets. But it was a really good, good match. And I think it showed how she's ready to fight and how she's ready to get another Grand Slam. She's ready for this. So we'll see. She always produces consistent results on clay. And she is a former runner-up at the Roland Garros tournament, so I'm excited to see how she does, and fingers crossed and good luck to her for the next coming rounds. Another name I'm going to add on my list is Miss Taylor Townsend. You guys know on this podcast we are a big fan of Taylor. She recently came back from, I guess you would call it maternity leave. She had her son, and she's back on clay, she's back in tennis, she's playing again, she's playing at Roland Garros, and I'm excited to see how she does. She recently won a tournament over in the States, and she did well. She got all the way through the final and won that on the WTA Challenger Tour. So she's been really, really pushing and doing well to get back to her form that she was. And I think this year is going to be Taylor's season. I want to wish her the biggest luck. I think she's playing tonight at Roland Garros, so we're going to wish her all the luck in the world so that she can do the best that she can. And I think it's going to be a great season for her, because she has the goods to deliver. And honestly, I think she can get far in tournaments if she continues to play at this rate. Moving on to Roland Garros and talking a little bit about that, let's get into it. So as we know, the draw is a bit of a shambles. Rafa, Novak, Carlos Alcaraz, they're all on one side of the draw. One half of the draw. Everybody else, Medvedev, on the other side. And it's just, so either way, they're going to meet in the semifinals, quarterfinals. That is happening, and it's been pretty much determined. And I'm scared and I'm worried, because it knocks out some of the big contenders. We all thought that, you know, we could be seeing one or the other, but because of the rankings, Rafa is at number five, Carlos has moved up to number six, and it's just a lot. And Novak is at number one, so they're all on that same side of the draw, and it's stressful. And fingers crossed for all of them. Rafa, ideally, I'd love to win. He's my pick because he always delivers. He always finds a way at Roland Garros. But I wouldn't be surprised if Carlos Alcaraz can do it. He's proved himself. He's proved himself to be able to. And yeah, it's going to be quite insane. Moving on to today's schedule, we know this is the second day of Roland Garros coming up, so round one is still continuing. I have a few top picks. My two matches of the day, Rafa Nadal versus Jordan Thompson. I think that's going to be a fire match to watch. It's Rafa's round one. Jordan Thompson, the Australian, is very consistent, but because of Rafa's injuries and things, I think there is a chance there that Jordan, if he slips in at the right moments, he can. Jordan is someone who hasn't really shown his clay potential. He's been working silently and quietly, and sometimes has very good results. So we'll see. It could be a challenge for Rafa there. And the next one for my women's pick is Amanda Anisimova versus Naomi Osaka. And that one, I think the rankings on the woman, because Naomi has dropped off a little bit and Amanda as well has dropped off, it's going to be fire. I think that's going to be a very, very good match to watch. And I'm excited to see what happens, because it's not easy but they're both very good players, and I think they both have a lot of talent. And Naomi, as we know, she's been struggling recently. She hasn't been producing the results that we've seen and expect of her as of late. So I'm excited to see how she does at her second Grand Slam of the year. So fingers crossed, and hopefully she can pull through. I'll be watching that one like a hawk. And as we know, always after day one of a Grand Slam, there are some people who have left the round one, surprisingly. I call it the fallen list. And going through the podcast this season three of our podcast, we're going to be adding the fallen list to one of our rosters that we talk about. We've probably talked about it before, but it's going to become a regular here at the major tournaments. So from last night's round one matches at Roland Garros, Dominic Thiem has left. Ons Jabeur has left. Garbiñe Muguruza has left. Alejandro Davidovich Fokina has left. And Aslan Karatsev has left. They've all lost, and it's quite sad. Dominic Thiem was expected. He hasn't been on the best run since he's come back from wrist surgery. He's still finding his footing, and just watching that match last night was a bit bittersweet because I love Dominic Thiem. He's one of my favorite men's tennis players at the moment, but it's so hard to see him struggling. He's just not at that form that we saw when he won his Grand Slam. Like, it's just not there, and he's expecting to be back around US Open to his full potential, but I think a lot of people were saying Dominic jumped straight into going into ATP tournaments. He didn't do the work and go through the challenges. And that's where we see Stan Wawrinka has the complete opposite. Stan hasn't played his first round match yet, but Stan will be playing and in Roland Garros. And we saw Stan doing challenger. He did the work. He went through challenges. Then he got his wild card in Monte Carlo. And then we saw him have results in Rome. And it was good to watch. It was good to see him back, not at his full potential, but getting to that. So it's good, and good luck to Stan as well. Ons, as we know, that was a tough loss for her. Garbiñe Muguruza. Garbiñe has been on and off form. She, as you know, she's a favorite of the podcast. She's one of the ones we look out for and watch for all the time. And I really wanted to get back to the form when she won Roland Garros. She was on fire in 2016, and she has been, and she has those moments, but it's just so hard. And she unfortunately lost, but fingers crossed and winning and shining and praying for her, because you know what? I think Wimbledon, maybe, fingers crossed, she can do it again. She's got this. And then Alejandro Davidovich Fokina, it just breaks my heart, because leading up to this, he was doing well. He was consistent. He was doing the work. And for it not to show at a Grand Slam is really unfortunate for him. But I think he's got it, and he's going to come back and better than ever and roll at Wimbledon. And then Aslan Karatsev, he is someone that we've seen be consistent and good, and maybe clay is not his best tournament. But yeah, we'll see. It wasn't all of them were tough losses, and all of them are tough opponents and tough to lose off the draw. So we'll see. The draw is clearing up. Let's see how day two goes. Anyway, that's it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. I will see you on the next one, and catch you guys later.